You may want to turn in your New Testament to 1 Peter, the first chapter. 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 13 and following by way of invitation this evening. I'm looking forward to the new class on Wednesday evening to talk about victory in Jesus. There is a phrase in verse 13, 1 Peter chapter 1, that says to rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So we're to rest our hope fully upon Christ, upon the grace that was extended in Him and the hope of heaven that we have. But the interesting thing here is that when He talks about resting your hope, that's not an indication of inaction on our part, but rather the resting of our hope is the girding up of our minds in a particular direction. So what does it consist of? Notice in verse 13, we'll read down through verse 16. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lust as in your ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And so it can be said of the individual who is resting his hope fully in the grace which comes through Christ, that he is an individual who has girded up the loins of his mind, that means gathered himself for a specific purpose, as a sober individual to put away the lust of life and instead to live righteously and holy before God. It's a very similar passage, or it's very similar to the passage in Romans chapter 12, where the Apostle Paul exhorts them not to be conformed by the world, or to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of their minds. To live a righteous, sober, and godly life that the Apostle Paul wrote to Titus. That's what the grace of God that brings salvation teaches us, to live soberly and godly in the present age. And so, gather yourself up, direct yourself in holy living, because in so doing, you are resting fully in the hope that is in Christ Jesus. We're going to offer an invitation this evening. I don't know if that made sense. We're going to offer an invitation this evening, and we're going to ask anyone who is here who needs to respond to the invitation call to do so. If you are not living as you should, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober-minded, turn and begin to live godly before Him. If we can help you and assist you in that, we offer ourselves to you. You're not yet a child of God. Understand that because of that, because you don't have that relationship, you're without hope in this world. You need that hope. If we can assist you in getting that hope, we will do so. Repent of your sins, confess Christ as Lord, be baptized to have your sins washed away, and based upon your faith, you will be a newborn child of God. We offer you that hope. We offer you that opportunity. We offer you that invitation to come now while together we stand and while we sing.